About a dozen of the best culinary palates in Northern California are sampling olive oil. They're at a tasting at the Waterboy restaurant in Sacramento. These experts are learning a slurping technique from Dr. Marco Mugelli. Dr. Mugelli is an agricultural scientist and the lead olive oil taster for the Italian city of Florence. Translating for Mugelli is Daryl Cordy, an olive oil expert and a grocer from Sacramento. So far, all the oils have been exquisite, but the tasters are about to get really tripped up.
Okay, now we have PQ9. Warm up the sample. Just smell it. You don't have to taste it. You think it has a banana smell, like the first one?
Di nuovo, la prima domanda.
Cordy translates Dr. Mugelli's surprise.
This is an oil which is rancid, completely rancid. The tasters have defective noses. The rancidity kills the aromatic character.
Rancid olive oil is missing more than smell. Lost is the oil's maximum potential for healthful antioxidants. Back in Italy, Dr. Mugelli co-invented a machine that may rid the world of rancid olive oil. In the mountains east of Marysville, Stephen Dambeck is standing in a metal shed built smack in the middle of 3,000 olive trees. Olives tumble off a cart. They're on their way to becoming oil in Dr. Mugelli's new prototype technology. What's different is that these olives are about to have their last contact with air.
The moment that the olive hits the ground, when it falls off the tree, the olive is undergoing very rapid enzymatic activity that's breaking down the oil. It became imperative to develop a system that operates without oxygen.
Dambeck brought Dr. Mugelli to America for exactly this system. It's called the Cultivar 500. Only four exist in the world. The one now enshrined in Dambeck's shed is the only one in the U.S.
Until this new system, there's never been an olive oil that's emerged without a great amount of enzymatic activity already degrading the oil.
Before the Cultivar 500, Dambeck crafted olive oil the old-fashioned way by crushing olives under 2.5-ton granite stones. In his search for a mill through the Mediterranean, he was most unimpressed by the modern centrifuge system that produces the bulk of olive oils today. The Cultivar 500 is a gentle mill. It seals off the olive pumice from oxygen by kneading it through plastic tubing going every which way. The ravages of rancidity are staved off long enough to preserve the olives. Remember this term, polyphenols. Stephen Dambeck.
Polyphenols is the measurement of it all.
So the more polyphenols, the tastier and healthier the oil. The polyphenol levels of supermarket olive oil may max out at 50 milligrams per liter. Great olive oil can get up to 250, maybe 300. But a lab report for Dambeck's oil shows an average of 758 milligrams of polyphenols per liter. Dr. Mugelli interrupts to say anyone will be able to tell the difference between old-school olive oil and the new. Stephen Dambeck translates.
It'll have a longer shelf life. It's also going to be more pleasant, more attractive in the mouth, what he calls aggressive, but it means that there's more piquancy, more pepperiness in the mouth, because that's a physical manifestation of polyphenols.
That means the extra virgin olive oil you're drizzling on your pasta, even if it's from a boutique producer, is probably not as tasty as it could be because its polyphenols have begun to degrade. Stephen Dambeck's olive oil made under vacuum is sold under the label Apollo. The 2006 release is due in stores this week. The entire olive oil industry may soon catch on that it's possible to take the oil out of the olive without taking what's good about the olive out of the oil. I'm Elaine Korn, KXJZ News.